What this bill says is that if you are driving and you are at fault in an accident where somebody suffers a severe, a significant bodily injury or dies, and it's found that you were on your phone texting or you were using the phone without the appropriate hands-free device, that you would be subject to a 3-year penalty and a $5,000 fine.
So this would amend the vehicle homicide law? Is that what you're attempting to do?
It wouldn't amend that law itself. Okay. There are two other laws on the books that try to address these issues, sure. But they don't meet the burden. There's vehicular manslaughter and there's criminal negligence. And the standards for both of those basically say, was the person in the car doing something that people commonly do? If it's something that people commonly do, well, then it's not really an egregious act that they were doing while driving.
Moving a sun visor, changing the radio,
right.
That sort of thing.
People, because driving while you text and driving while you're making a cell phone call is seen as just becoming more and more common. But what it ignores is the fact that distracted driving was at fault for 18% of fatal crashes in the country, that people who are distracted driving are more at risk or are less able to stop. And then that's exactly what happened in Susan Yum's case. They are less able to stop because they are effectively distracted. And it takes them longer to stop. In fact, it takes them longer to stop than it takes somebody who has 0.08 of alcohol in their system. So it's actually worse than drunk driving in a lot of cases. And so that's why we need to pull this out, and that's why we need to criminalize this act.
And so would this bill cover uses of, you know, GPS and social media and whatever it is that you're using on your phone?
Yes, you would not be able to, if you need to know the directions for where you're going, you need to get that done before you get in the car and drive. If you need to check your Facebook status, you need to do it after you're done driving. If you need to figure out what the weather's going to be when you go on vacation next week, you need to do it after you're done driving. It's just that simple. We've become very used to getting instant gratification from these phones. And we all have done it. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying I'm perfect, not saying anybody's perfect. We've all done it. It's just what we have to start acknowledging now is that we have to do something about it and start to, in a sense, cut the cord. Put the phone down and drive your car. Do that right now.
I get the sense you believe that the cell phone law that we have on the books isn't working in terms of stopping this behavior. I mean, you look at this case with what happened to Jake, obviously, I think there'd be evidence of that, right?
I don't think I don't think that just a cash penalty is enough. I think we need something more than just a simple fine. We need to say to somebody, especially in this case, where you cause death or a serious bodily injury, if you kill somebody, if you seriously injure somebody, and you were texting, you are going to get to see the inside of a local detention center at the very least.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm freezing. I'm sure you are.